Mind Food Radio, smart thinking with Michael McHugh and Ben Starr.
Well, now on Mind Food Radio, we have Lee Power. We're talking the big event of the Stroke Foundation coming up.
That's right, in Melbourne. And Lee, of course, is from Ginger Boy, and it's sort of a hawker-style food right in the centre there of Melbourne. How are you, Lee? Welcome to the show.
Very good. Thank you. How are you?
Good. So tell us a little bit about the concept, because I guess it's of Ginger Boy. It's very original and distinctive, isn't it?
It's based on the hawker-style foods and the street stalls you'll find throughout Southeast Asia and China, in a sense. So, you know, really fresh, vibrant colours, flavours.
But they're in the laneways, aren't they, in and around Melbourne, and you've got that huge big neon sign. You can't really miss it.
Yeah, definitely.
How many just sort of passerbys do you get, or do a lot of people kind of book and know that you're there?
We do allow for a fair bit of walk-in traffic and stuff like that. But we do take reservations especially, but obviously having that big red neon sign does draw people in. And
it brings you in, and it sort of has that intimacy, I guess, of Shanghai in the 50s. It's a very, you know, it's a beautiful kind of space.
Like a chocolate box scene.
Yeah, it is.
Shanghai in the 50s sort of meets New York chic.
Yeah, it's pretty
in
cool.
In interior design, so, yeah.
Now, tell us about, you're supporting the National Stroke Foundation with a dinner in Melbourne. What are you going to be cooking on the night?
So we're doing Ginger Boy's signature son-in-law eggs. It is a soft-boiled egg, and then we chill the egg down, and then we flash fry it, so the proteins in the egg white all actually blister, and so the yolk is nice and runny, and the outside you have a nice crispy texture. And then that is with the house-made chili jam and prickman flour. The prickman flour is hot, sour, and salty Thai dressing.
That sounds absolutely beautiful. I want one of those now.
Is it hard to make? I bet
no.
You it sounds hard to make.
No, it's not hard at all. You pretty much soft boil your eggs. We use a timer, and then we submerge them in ice water to slow the cooking process down. And then we'll peel the eggs and then fry the eggs in a wok at about 180 degrees. And then, obviously, we've pre-made the chili jam and the prickman flour. And it's just about presenting the dish.
Mm-hmm. Lee, you're alongside a fairly impressive list of very talented Melbourne chefs. Is this the first time that you've done the dinner Food for Thought?
It is the first Food for Thought event that I've done. We have done other charity events and things like that, and we do continue to do charity events. But this is the first event that I've actually done.
Have you had anyone close to you or in your family that have suffered a stroke?
My grandfather on my father's side suffered a stroke. So,
okay.
Yeah, so I do know some of the effects and things like that can happen.
Yeah. And the dinner, of course, in Melbourne is on May the 24th. All the proceeds go to the National Stroke Foundation. It's a wonderful event, a fabulous event. It's on the calendar. And, of course, later on in the year, there's one in October, in Sydney on October 4, and at Hobart in July the 19th. So, Lee, thanks for being on the show today. That recipe sounds beautiful. It's worth just going to eat that, don't you think?
Oh, I'm hungry already. Lee Power talking from Ginger Boy in Melbourne.
Thanks, guys.
Mind Food Magazine and Mind Food Radio. Together, smart thinking.